All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, May 27th, 2025 at 9:07 a.m. Can you guys hear us all right online? We had a couple of adjustments to make this morning with the speaker. Darren, I think you're trying to,
we're still not working.
I can't hear you guys. Can you hear us? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear us. All right. So the mic's working, but the speaker's not.
Oh, I hate seeing me on there. Can we hear you guys now?
I can hear you. Oh, great.
All right, we got you now. Good work.
You got us now.
Good work, Jordan. I think Lorinda might have run down the hall
to get Cordell
again. So let's hold tight just for a second.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, we'll get started. We'll begin with an invocation offered by Jordan Hewitt, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day and the wonderful weekend we just had. Thank you for the moisture we've been receiving and the beautiful weather. We are asking you to please give comfort and guidance to everyone in the meeting today, that they may make good decisions and things that can help this county. Please bless all of those in our community that they may be safe, and any that need help with any health issues. Hopefully we can have a good rest of our day. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Jordan. Please rise and join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Well, in the courthouse today, we have Commissioner AC and myself. Lorinda Isaacson, Gary Boyd, and Jordan Hewitt, and online virtually, our attorney Kent Snyder and Darren Brown with Tri-County Health. Welcome, Darren.
Thanks.
Well, I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
I'll second the motion. So we have a motion and a second to go in and out of the RDA meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We don't have any minutes to review today. So we'll move on to issue updates. Any discussion concerning the redevelopment agency? Kent, was it today? What was the date on the hearing for the eminent domain process?
Would be the second on Monday.
The second, okay.
And I do have some RDA things in regards to litigation we can talk about later in closed.
Okay.
Actually, it would be under county, not RDA.
Okay. All right. Discussion concerning the Municipal Building Authority. I show on my calendar today, Kent, something about the bond, but I think it was rescheduled.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something.
Well, we had our meeting, as you know.
Right.
And I think that was what's on your calendar was the meeting that we had last week. The next thing I have for the MBA in the health clinic is on the 24th of June.
Okay. That's what I've got as well. I just had an extra meeting. I wanted to make sure I wasn't missing something. Discussion concerning affordable workforce housing. EMS, CMT, Sheriff's Office updates.
Is that where you want to do the bailiff contract?
Yeah, I wish that... did they give you an indication that this needed to be done this week?
No, but I can call Leonard really quick.
Would you mind? That would be helpful. I'd rather, if we need to do it this week, we can approve it and then ratify it next week. But if it can just wait till next week, that would be cleaner. Darren, do you have anything for us today?
I do not. I really was just on to answer any questions. I noticed you had one Airbnb on the discussion, and I know that in Duchesne and Uinta County, they ask us to approve Airbnbs. I don't know if you do that, but I was just here in case you had questions, and I know you had Health and Human Services contract on there, so just more listening in.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that our ordinance requires an approval from Tri-County Health, but maybe that would be a good layer to have on there. I'll bring that up with planning and zoning and see if they have a recommendation.
Yeah, all we do on Airbnbs is make sure that their water and their sewer is approved. If they're on public water and sewer, then there's really nothing for us to do, but sometimes they're on septic and a well, and anyway, the other counties ask us to sign off on those.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I'll bring that up with them. Okay. All right. Well, we'll come back to issue updates. We need to take a recess for our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll do so at this time. It's 9:15.